plants everywhere. Weird. Doctor. Doctor. Oh, hello. Is there? Is that you, Doctor? Did that time eddy thing get you too, Doctor? Whoa. Whoa. Okay. Who are you?
Organic unit unaccounted for.
Is that me or you you're talking about?
It is making atypical verbal inquiries.
This isn't sounding too good. Doctor? You better be here with a gizmo, a plan, or something.
Organic unit is attempting verbal contact with another organic unit, also unaccounted for.
Will you be talking to me at all, or just about me?
Organic unit is making atypical verbal inquiry of this unit.
Who are you actually talking to?
Course of action. Squad will disperse to search for other unaccounted for organic unit while I make inquiries of this one.
Squad? Wow! So there are more of you. Whew. Where have they gone? To search for the doctor? Hello? Hello. Look, what are you? Some kind of hovering security robot? Am I in trouble?
When it has finished speaking, I will make inquiries.
Bit rude. All right, I've finished speaking. For now.
You designated other unaccounted for organic unit, doctor. Correct.
Yeah. Do we have to be accounted for? And where am I?
I am making the inquiries. What is your designation?
My name is Nova.
Atypical.
Thanks. Listen, are there any people round here I can talk to? Who's in control of you? So, yeah, definitely more of you.
Unaccounted for organic designation, Doctor, cannot be found.
Which means the time eddy didn't get him. Oh, that's bad. It means I'm somewhere else on my own. Where am I?
Where you should not be.
You're telling me?
You must undergo decontamination.
What? Is it polluted or something around here? Am I in danger?
All polluted particles will be removed from you.
Oh, that's handy. If only we all had one of those. What is it, a spray or something?
Stand still while the corrector attaches to your cranium.
Corrector?
Once your cerebral functions have been returned to normal, you will be re-tagged and returned to the organics factory.
Factory? Whoa. What do you mean, returned to normal? What do you think is wrong with me?
Your cerebral functions have been polluted by hyperactive neuronic particles.
Hyperactive? Not hyperactive, am I?
Your independent thought patterns will provoke disordered behaviour among your fellow organics.
Wait, so you think my intelligence is some sort of pollution?
Once the corrector has located and neutralised the relevant neuronic particles in your brain, you will be content and will once more become a useful component of the organics factory process.
Oh, I see. So you're not used to organics showing any sign of imagination or intelligence?
Organics are a contented workforce and source of biodegradable fuel.
So, sort of zombified and you massacre them to make the lights work, something like that?
Your description of the process is 75% accurate, but is also further evidence of neuronic particle pollution in your brain. Stand still.
Okay, yeah. I'll just stand still and let you wipe my brain clean. Or I could just... Doctor, if you can hear me, you better get here soon. Don't let me down now. You made a promise. Remember?
Still no sign of the blighters, Sergeant. We'd better wait a minute.
There they are! Halt, or we open fire!
Archaeum formati! Gladios stringite!
Impetum facite!
It's an ambush! Open fire!
Fix
bayonets! Hand to hand!
Next! Interpendum! Next! That's it!
Maybe that's your weak spot. Your flashing eyes.
Ocular circuits malfunctioning.
Ha ha! Gotcha!
Look, how are you even able to do this?
Talk to you, you mean?
What I mean is, talk to me from your point in space-time through the vortex to my point in space-time. That takes a hell of a lot of skill.
You mean skill only you possess?
Well, yeah, to be blunt, yeah. Whoa! No!
I think you have rather more pressing matters to attend to. Let's see how good you really are.
I'm getting the sneaking suspicion you're doing all this just to test me.
Oh, is that what you think? Really?
What if I don't play your game? What if I just take my hands off the controls and let the TARDIS fly into those creatures out there?
Then you'll be devoured.
Or maybe this is just part of your immersive reality games. Maybe I'm just playing fugitives along with all the other beings out there.
If only that were true.
How would I be able to tell the difference?
Well, it's a clever theory, I grant you. It just happens to be wrong.
Ah, but you would say that, wouldn't you? Well then, not much going on. Seems I was right.
Since you've convinced yourself that you're safe, perhaps you'd like to take up some of the precious little time available to you by having a good look at what's actually out there in the vortex.
Oh yeah? Why?
I really am anxious for you to humour me.
Oh, anxious, are you? What are you up to? All right, then. I'll take a look. Well, there are your big, bad space aliens, obviously. Nice design, by the way. Your graphic artists have done a great job. Looks really scary.
Anything else?
Plenty of your time eddies, again, obviously.
And you think those are just computer-generated graphics now, do you? Even though you've encountered them in the flesh, as it were?
This is what I saw before. In your central arc, but this is even worse. I can see them in detail at work, displacing living beings. Ripping them out of time, then dumping them in the wrong time and place. Cross-pollinating cosmic history. Damaging the timelines. Creating chaos.
So, you're starting to believe this is all real again?
Only one way to find out.
Oh, I see. Heading right for a time, Eddie. Very clever. Testing your theory and making your escape all at once.
Belt and braces!
Fix bayonets!
Who goes there?
Is this the Battle of Waterloo?
He's not a Frenchie. Where's your uniform, mate?
It is, isn't it? I recognise the uniforms. Waterloo, Belgium, 18th of June, 1815. British infantry form in a square.
Hey, what's that blue crate thing?
That means Marshal Ney has just made the biggest blunder of his career, leading a charge of the entire French cavalry without infantry support.
I don't know what you're talking about, friend. We're just following orders.
When you lot retired 100 paces, he thought you were beaten.
Did he?
Yeah.
I thought we were.
He's in for a surprise. If Napoleon hadn't left the field with stomach cramps, things could have been very different, I can tell you.
Look, you'd better come with us.
You men there! Form square!
Come on, we're for it!
You go, and the best of luck to you.
What are you going to do?
Well, I just stopped off on the run from... never mind. I shouldn't be here, so...
What's that noise?
Yeah, what is that noise?
What in God's name are those things?
Soviet tanks. T-10s, to be precise.
What?
Straight from 1952. Oh, Audrey, you have got a lot to answer for. Run for it, lads! Run! That'll be a massacre out there.
Wasn't it anyway?
Not like that, it wasn't. Not with military technology from the next century causing havoc. Armoured tanks against muskets and swords.
Some might say you're just splitting hairs in the grand scheme of things.
Grand scheme?
Human beings and countless other races constantly massacre each other over the strangest of trivial issues. Well, who's to say that one way is better than another?
You can't just do what you like with history.
Oh, and you can, Doctor. The high and mighty space time traveller with all the answers.
Where have we met before?
In Freedom Square, don't you remember?
No, I don't mean that. You're behaving like you think you know me.
Oh, it doesn't take much to know you, Doctor. The swagger, the confidence, the disarming affability masking the troubled soul just beneath the surface.
Are you just trying to wind me up, or what?
Is it working?
Not really, no. You just sicken me. What's the point of all this? All the mayhem and suffering you're causing?
Well, here's something to really stoke your moral scruples. Prepare to feel high and mighty up there on the high ground. Doctor, it's all about the near-death excitement. The fear, the primal experience, the ultimate fix.
We're talking about your game again, aren't we? Fugitives.
The market leader. The money's just pouring in. The Sphere of Freedom is the most successful corporation in cosmic history.
Like you'd actually know that.
Prove me wrong, then.
No. I'm done with you. And now I've avoided being gobbled up by your neutron star aliens, if they turn out to be real, I've got a promise to keep.
Oh, yes. Hapless little Nova.
Oh, there's nothing hapless or little about her.
What are you going to do? Put all this right, one displaced person at a time? Isn't that going to take you rather a long time?
Why would you care?
Why don't you do the job properly?
I don't have to explain myself to you.
Might help pass the time.
Until what? What is it you want out of all this? And don't say money, because my guess is you already think you're richer than God.
Relief. So this is it then, is it?
Please explain your query.
Well, not that you'll understand. But I thought I had a chance to get away from it all.
It all?
The The horrible little sleep unit. The 14-hour days. The boss always shouting at me and all the rest of it. So I took a chance with a total stranger. Thought things couldn't get worse. Then you came along with your stupid ideas about intelligence being a bad thing.
The complaints you are making will shortly no longer trouble you.
So you do me a favour, is that it?
Please remain still while the corrector attaches to your cranium. The process will be completely painless.
That's something, I suppose. Is it just intelligence your corrector will get rid of?
We can adapt to locate and modify all deleterious particles.
Oh, pity then.
Pity?
You could have maybe done something decent with all that technology. You know, rather than brain wiping and biodegrading human beings. Cure fatal diseases, make people better rather than just turning them into biodegradable factory fuel.
Please remain still while the corrector attaches to your cranium.
What's that? What's going on? Is that part of it?
Please remain still while the corrector attaches to your cranium.
What's that weird noise? What the hell?
Hello.
Is this real?
I hope so. You all right?
Well, feels like I've just pulled a 27-hour shift with no food breaks, but at least my brain hasn't been wiped.
Why would your brain be wiped?
Because that's what that thing there was trying to do to me.
What thing where?
Detectors reorientating. Detectors reorientating.
Oh, that thing there. What is it?
I don't know. I thought you were the one with all the answers. Some sort of hovering robot that wants to wipe my brain.
Oh, right. Hang on.
Sonic device interfering with command protocols. Firewall established.
Oh, come on, don't be awkward.
All citizens
perish. That's better.
Did you kill it?
As a general rule, I try not to kill things. I just put it into enforced sleep mode.
You knocked it out.
Sort of, yeah.
So, this is the inside of your TARDIS box.
Yeah, you like it?
You took your time.
Ah, yeah, sorry about that. Hazard of time travel.
What went wrong? Back on the sphere, did I do something wrong?
No, you were brilliant. She messed things up.
She? Who?
Her, on the screen, there.
Hello, Nova.
Who's she?
Audrey Mohinson.
Seriously?
You've heard of her, then?
Everyone's heard of her.
I haven't.
Which is quite a problem for me.
Yeah, sorry about your dented ego, Audrey.
So, how did you find me? I'm guessing that time Eddie whisked me off to God knows where. And come to think of it, where was I, actually?
No idea. I just got the TARDIS to access your DNA and search for time eddies containing it.
How did you have my DNA?
Oh, I picked it up on my sonic screwdriver. It picks up a lot of stuff when I'm not paying attention.
Lucky for you, Doctor.
Why'd you say it like that? Don't knock, lucky. It's a universal constant. The random coinciding of countless possibilities. It's what life is all about. Anyone who really thinks they can plan things is on a hide into nothing.
Says the man with a plan.
Are you two flirting?
I am not flirting, but I do have another little plan.
Which is?
DNA again.
Whose DNA?
Yours, Audrey.
Definitely flirting.
I'm ignoring that. DNA and the unique time particles I've already identified as belonging to your nasty little eddies.
They're not nasty. They're vital to my operation.
And unfortunately for you, they're how I found my way to your sphere of freedom in the first place. But the point is that you patted the TARDIS, Audrey, which means that the old girl has absorbed a tiny bit of you. So, all I have to do is track down another time eddy, then make a navigational search for your DNA, which should bring me right to your front door again.
You're taking us back there? To the sphere?
Yeah.
But you promised to take me somewhere nice.
And I will. After I've sorted out the mess Miss High and Mighty Audrey may or may not be making of the universe.
And how do you propose to do that?
By shutting down your fugitive's game. But this time, I'll do it properly.
And what if I won't let you?
You won't have a choice.
Is it working? Have you found her DNA?
You know what? I think I have. And here comes another little time eddy to swallow us up. Nova!
Yes?
Hang on to something!
He's really done it now.
How about that? Accurate or what? Right in the middle of the central arc.
I'd be impressed if it wasn't so noisy.
Speak of the devil.
You're talking about the doctor?
Far too often these days.
No guards with big guns this time.
Well, it's too late for that, Doctor. Listen to that alert.
Beetle spaceman Shadow Girl,
What's a space-time shadow when it's at all?
What matters is that everything's shutting down.
All the immersive reality games.
Everything.
I've got nothing against immersive reality, Audrey. But I can't pretend to be sorry about your business empire falling apart.
Yeah, if it's all broken, maybe someone else can find a way to run this place without working us all half to death for the sake of some posh aliens.
You really don't get it, do you?
No, because all I and millions of others got was never-ending work, a rubbish food allowance and a cramped sleep unit in the slums.
Oh, there was no time to build a utopia.
No time? Is that your excuse? There should always be time to be kind to your fellow creatures.
Oh, spare me your trite moralising, Doctor. Look, it's not just the sphere of freedom that's being destroyed. It's the whole universe.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means that you were right about the destructive potential of the Time Eddies, except that now it's all your fault.
My fault? How can any of this be my fault?
Yeah, we tried to shut all this down.
And I stopped you the first time because I was watching your every move.
I should have known. You got cameras everywhere.
But then, well, you went and tried again.
We did?
And this time you succeeded.
Well, good.
When did you do that? Was that before you came and got me?
I don't know. Audrey, are you sure I did this? I thought that's what I was doing now. That's why I came here, to stop you.
Oh, you couldn't make this up, could you?
I'm not following you.
Do I have to spell it out? You have arrived here in the wrong order.
What? Oh, no. You mean I've crossed my own timeline?
If that's how you want to put it, yes.
Has this happened to you a lot?
No, almost never. The TARDIS makes sure it doesn't happen, but of course... It's the Time Eddies. We hitched a ride through one. We bypassed the safety buffers.
And now that you've worked that out, would you care to look at the controls here and assess the situation?
Why? Is this a trap?
It'll just be quicker and none of us has much time left.
Why will it be quicker?
Because neither of you trust me.
You got that right, Audrey.
Okay, I'll bite.
What's that?
Those creatures. They're your posh aliens.
Them? But it just looks like, I don't know, the sun exploding.
Yeah, a neutron star with countless life forms flooding out from it.
We call them Ravagers.
Ravagers?
Still believe they're CGI, Doctor.
I recognise those Time Eddies too.
Yeah, and now the vortex is packed with an exponentially expanding number of them.
That's right, which means...
Doctor?
Space-time will be ripped apart. The vortex will implode and the universe will never have existed.
And... what? This is somehow our fault?
Oh, yes.
How? And how long have we got?
Good question.
Doctor, perhaps you'd care to check.
5 seconds! Nova! The TARDIS! Now!
Good luck, Doctor!
Was that really the end of the universe? I mean, it wasn't, really. Was it?
Yeah, it was. We've got to get out of here. Ride the crest of temporal destruction back in time. Get free. See if we can stop it some other way.
This doesn't seem possible. I mean, the whole universe.
Best not to think about it.
Are you patronising me?
I was giving myself some advice.
Okay, so looks like you've got a plan. That's good.
I just might have. Oh, now that's odd. Right, here we go.
Okay, and you know where and when we're going. Oh, this is...
This is what?
No, I haven't got words for what this is.
Sometimes there just aren't any words.
What do you do with your life, normally?
Normally?
Yeah. Or is this it?
There is no normal.
So you just turn up in this box and stuff happens? Bad stuff.
Not always bad. Mostly, though. Trouble seems to find me.
I bet it does. And Audrey thinks you made everything go wrong. That somehow you blew up the universe forever, like it had never existed.
Yeah, well, she's dead wrong about that.
How can you be so sure?
Because that's not what I do.
Normally.
Bit bumpy, still.
Have we landed again?
Yeah. Wanna know where?
Yeah.
Come and have a look with me, then. Come on.
Are you sure it's safe? You're not sure.
I followed a trace of something. I don't know. Something familiar.
Familiar?
Like this.
Oh, that gizmo you took out the central arc computers.
Yeah, some sort of control node. I got the same feeling when I first saw this, and then the TARDIS detected something out there in the vortex.
What sort of feeling did you get?
Like someone walking over my grave.
Ooh, that's a weird thing to say.
Yeah, they say it on Earth.
I don't come from Earth.
I know, but you're human. Haven't you ever had that feeling? A shiver down your spine, connecting you to a terrible thought you didn't even think.
So you were spooked?
Yeah, sort of. And I'll tell you something else spooky.
Ooh, you're such a man of mystery, aren't you?
Guess whose DNA the TARDIS was still programmed to follow?
Audrey's!
Right, first time. So, out there is the place where maybe this little gizmo and Audrey both come from.
Where all the trouble started?
Yeah. Look, you don't have to come with me, you know. It'll be safer in here.
I'm not letting you out of my sight. You're my ticket to a better life, remember?
I never break a promise.
Normally?
Never. Come on.
The planet Tarlesia.
Oh, never heard of it.
Neither had I until the TARDIS data bank punched it up on the screen just now.
Nice weather. And the air smells sort of perfumey.
Yeah. Controlled climate.
Is that why the sky looks a bit sparkly? Wait a minute. That's a force field up there.
You're right. Part of the climate control or something else?
What sort of something else are you thinking? Something to do with that node thing?
No idea as yet. But that force field and the smart architecture suggest a highly advanced, hopefully highly civilized society.
Hopefully, yeah. Let's focus on that. So what are we going to do? We've got a whole planet to search. I take it your sonic screwdriver can sniff out what we're looking for?
Hopefully. It'll home in on Audrey or something linked to this.
Hang on. It wasn't doing that before.
No, it wasn't. So why is it doing it now? What are you trying to tell me, little node?
Maybe there's something else around here that's, you know.
No, what?
Well, sort of like it. And it recognises it in some way. And the two things are reacting to each other.
You're pretty smart, aren't you?
Does that surprise you?
No, of course not.
Oh, well, I'm just using my imagination. Is that smart?
Yes, it is.
Ooh, hang on. It's all happening now. Is that Audrey's DNA it's picking up?
Yes, and not far away. Right, follow me. We seem to be in some sort of back street here, so we may end up out in the open, right in the middle of the local population.
Won't we stick out a bit? I mean, what do the people on Tarlesia look like?
No idea, but let's just hope they're friendly.
And if this is where Audrey comes from, they'll probably look just like us anyway.
Let's hope so. It'll make things simpler.
Signal seems to be stronger this way. Come on.
Hey, that's what I was going to say. Wait for me. And if we bump into anyone, remember, just act natural. You got that?
Act natural. Got it.
As soon as possible.
The feeling is entirely mutual. It's taken long enough for her to consent to this meeting. Why all the security?
The president doesn't want to take any chances.
Well, clearly someone's woken up and smelt the charganzi.
Please follow me to the palace. May I take your case for you?
I'd rather keep this close to me, if you don't mind. Important evidence.
Of course.
Who's that over there? Are they your people?
No.
Strangely dressed.
Stand aside, please. We're on important presidential business.
Sorry to interrupt. This won't take a moment. No need for weapons. I just want to have a quick word with Audrey here.
Audrey?
Just checking. You did say act natural.
No choice. Had to grab the opportunity. I must say, you're looking very young and vibrant, Audrey.
Who are you?
I can hear that noise again. Coming from her case.
Me too. I'm the doctor. You don't know me yet.
Yet? What are you talking about?
High-tech Mohinson has urgent business with the president. If you don't step aside...
Can you by any chance hear that noise coming from your case or, High-tech Mohinson?
We don't have time for this.
A few moments ago, you were pretty anxious to talk to me.
Doctor, that was in the future.
What? What do you mean?
I know it's confusing, but we just want to talk to you...
About what?
Please, Mom.
No, come on. What about?
Well, it's difficult.
About the future?
Doctor, what's the matter?
About what's in that
case?
The contents of that case are highly classified.
They're highly something, that's for sure.
Doctor!
I feel something's getting into my head.
Guards, arrest these interlopers and have them detained.
Wait a moment. I want to know what he's talking about.
High-tech Mahinson, I really must insist we proceed to the palace.
Very well.
This way, please.
That's a bit better.
Whatever she had in that case, it was reacting with your node thing. And that somehow affected you, didn't it?
Yeah, but why?
That's what I was going to ask you.
Right, come with us, please.
I think we're under arrest.
So, locked in a cell, with your sonic screwdriver, slightly psychic paper and weird control node thing all confiscated.
Sums it up.
So, we're stuck.
You seriously have no idea how many times I've found myself in precisely this situation.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Let's find out. If we're stuck in here, we'll never get to know what Audrey's up to.
Madam President, thank you for agreeing to see me. Finally.
Yes, I understand your frustrations, Hightech.
Oh, please, don't pretend to be reasonable.
You think it appropriate for you to address your president in such a manner?
What will you do? Have me arrested for breach of protocol?
Audrey, I...
Whether you're president or I'm Hightech doesn't really matter anymore, does it? Your backward, plodding scientific team has finally been forced to ignore their prejudice and admit my findings are true.
They have eliminated all other possibilities.
So I'm no longer a crackpot. Isn't that what you called me?
Audrey, I am not a scientist. I'm only as good as my advisors.
At least you admit that.
Yes, I admit that they were wrong. And I was wrong to follow their advice.
And I was right.
That remains to be seen.
Oh, so you still think it's just a neutron star approaching our system? And that the ridiculous force field around this planet has any chance at all of protecting us?
You mentioned that you had found some technology that could eliminate that phenomenon out there.
How many more times? It isn't a phenomenon. It's a mass of life forms devouring every scrap of matter in their path. You saw my long-range scans of the devastation they'd left behind.
Just tell us how to stop them.
Is that a presidential edict?
Are you so full of pride that you're willing to waste precious time saying, I told you so?
What?
What's the matter? Are you all right?
It's working, man.
What? You?
Audrey, are you quite well?
Yeah. I don't think she can see me. It's only you, Audrey. It's only you.
Is there anybody else here?
Oh, ego and paranoia are a heady mix, Audrey. As you can see, we are alone.
Although, I assume you don't expect me to believe that none of your security people are listening in.
Well, I assume the purpose of your visit is to share your findings fully with us.
Of course.
Let me guess what's in your case.
What? Is that?
And there it is.
Gone.
What's gone?
Oh, nothing. Yes. Madam President, this, I believe, has the power to end all our troubles.
Oh, that was sad. I felt like I was falling off a cliff for a moment there.
Head rush?
Yeah.
Are you sure you're okay? It was like what happened to you out there when we met the young version of Audrey.
Yeah, it was.
You went all funny.
And I reckon that happened because...
Because the node in your pocket got close to the node in her case.
We don't know she had a node in her case. And anyhow, when did you become an expert on the effects of time travel?
I'm just using my brain.
Are you sure you've never met a time traveller before?
Why are you getting all suspicious?
Because I've already had someone try to fool me recently.
Who?
Audrey.
Well, I'm not Audrey, am I? And anyway, that doesn't mean everyone's out to fool you, does it?
I don't know.
Look, I took a big chance trusting you, I could have just carried on with my boring little life.
Yes, you could.
Yeah, I could.
But you didn't want to.
You promised me somewhere nice to live. Not running for my life and getting sucked through time eddies and locked up.
None of that's my fault.
Yes, it is. You're the one who followed me around and persuaded me to break the rules, sneaking around with your sonic thingy and your stupid paper.
It was your decision.
Oh, yeah. And what would you have done if I'd have said no?
Found someone else.
Oh, thanks. You're nice.
I never said I was nice.
Yeah, but you are. So stop pretending that you're not. What's your problem?
Getting out of here for a start, to find what Audrey's up to so we can stop the universe from never having existed.
All right. Well, if you can stop coming over all dizzy for a second, maybe we can find a way out. I mean, where did they put that slightly silly paper of yours?
In a locker out there with all the rest of our stuff.
Exactly so. Oi! I need to talk to someone!
What are you doing?
Trying to get us out of here.
What's your big plan?
Your slightly silly paper.
It's psychic, not silly.
Yeah, but it is though. Come on! Don't prisoners have rights on this planet? Take a look at our papers. You locked them up. Do you hear me? They show that we're really important and that you have to let us... Oh, God. What now?
Be careful what you shout for. Hello, Mr. Guard. Nice to see you again.
Yeah. That's what you were yelling about.
Oh, funny. Yeah, we were just talking about that, weren't we, Doctor?
Yeah, we were, actually.
That's a slightly silly psychic...
Favourite notepad.
Yeah, that's right. Favourite.
You wrote this.
What's it say?
It says... You are a very beautiful man. I think you are misunderstood and undervalued, and I'd really like to get to know you. Kiss, kiss, kiss.
Oh. Is that what the crosses meant?
Yes, yes. That's what crosses mean. In my book.
Oh, yeah. Kisses, yeah.
Well, this is a bit unorthodox, I know, but I've looked at your charge sheet. You haven't really done anything wrong.
So you're going to let us go?
Oh, of course not. But you're... You're only being held on suspicion of breaking some minor public order regulations. So I was just thinking, I'm sure it'll all get cleared up pretty quickly and maybe, who knows, we might hook up for a charganzi or something?
Well, as long as a charganzi isn't anything weird,
So, what do you say, Doctor?
Oh.
I say, why not?
Great, well,
Quite a left hook, that. You jealous or something?
No, I just saw that he wasn't looking at me, so...
Since when do chefs go around knocking people out?
Since their bosses started making inappropriate advances in the store cupboard. Although, admittedly, I did use a frying pan on that occasion. Oof, that hurt.
Well, anyway, nice work. Well done. Shall we go?
You're saying this is a weapon.
I'm saying that with the right resources and backing, I can make it into one.
And you just found it?
On one of the scheduled probe missions, I detected something beyond our star system. An energy reading. A reading that somehow affected the flow of time.
The flow of time?
There was a vast field of ancient radiation. Maybe the remnants of a huge explosion of some kind. Something cataclysmic from eons ago. We found various unfathomable artifacts. We're still struggling to understand most of them. But this is the most reactive piece we found. It almost has an intelligence. It channels light, power, time, and we're already able to control it. It's as though it was designed to be controlled.
Nobody following us. I think we got away with it. Hang on. This is the way back to the TARDIS.
It is.
But I thought we had to find Audrey in the other control node thingy.
Well, if you're right, and Audrey does have that thingy in her case, then we know what'll happen every time I get near her.
You'll go all wobbly and collapse.
Yeah, I will.
So you can't get near it? Oh, no, you don't want me to go get it, do you?
On recent evidence, you'd probably just punch your way to her.
Oh, very funny.
Look, if I'm right...
What? What's the matter? Did something walk over your grave again?
Something's going to be walking over all our graves soon. Don't forget, the universe and eternity are unravelling as we speak. I don't know how long we've got left, so we can't waste time with me falling over every time I get near Audrey or...
Yeah, but why is it happening? And why did it happen in the cell when we were nowhere near her or her thingy?
Because I think it's the same thingy, node, just in different times.
Oh, yeah, I get it. Wow, that's... But hang on, why didn't I go wobbly when I was near it? That's why you stopped talking just now. You know why, don't you?
The time particles I detected in the TARDIS. I didn't recognise them at first. They were different in some way, corrupted, altered. But now, after seeing the young Audrey, after what happened to me, how it made me feel, I recognised the taste of them.
You tasted time particles? Is that normal?
Remember, there is no normal. And this, it's...
You're doing that pausing thing again.
Hey! You two!
Oh, God. It's your hot date.
Stop!
Not that I want to be unsociable, but run!
Is he not your type?
Well, I'd hate the universe to end during our first Charganzi.
Kiki!
So we're just going to run away even further back?
Those time particles have somehow come from this control node thingy.
But you've got it here, so you can just stamp on it and smash it. Problem solved.
No, the damage is being caused by its presence in that time zone on Talicia we've just left. Doesn't matter what I do to this one now. Audrey's already used it to build her entire immersive reality empire. But why?
To make money. Hey, she's not listening in again, is she?
Doesn't seem to be. She must have been talking to us from a point in time that's now been erased. Eternity's imploding. Time is literally running out and we'll never be able to get it back.
Oh, there must be a way to stop it.
Yeah, there has to be, but what?
Well, is it these particles you can taste that have done the damage?
Yeah, the control node must have been the catalyst to create them. And now those particles are shaping and powering the time eddies.
Which are the things doing all the damage. So, if we can't destroy the control node, can we somehow find all the time particles and destroy them?
Countless particles being projected out into the vortex. Are you serious? How? Eternity wouldn't be long enough to do that. And besides, what would we use to track them all down and destroy them?
The TARDIS.
One eddy at a time. It'd just take too long.
Ow!
Are you kicking that drone out of frustration?
Oh, I was. It's given me an idea. Ouch!
You got an idea while breaking your toe?
Oh, God, I hope it isn't broken. But these drones, there were loads of them wherever I got dumped. Really, loads, and they were going to locate particles in my brain. They said they could locate any bad particles.
You mean... Brilliant. Nova, that's brilliant.
Are you sure?
Yeah! All we have to do is go back, pick up all the drones, reprogram them to find and destroy the time particles, return to the sphere of freedom before the time eddies were created, then let the drones loose.
Oh, is that all?
We best get started then. Find the right time eddy and follow it straight back to where you were.
President is getting impatient, High-Tech Mohinson.
This has taken me 5 years. It's a miracle I've done it so quickly, but I'm still impatient myself.
You're looking a little nervous, Audrey. I trust we've invested wisely.
Perhaps you'd like to take me through the other options you had on the table, Madam President.
Do I need to remind you what's at stake here?
If I can't stop the Ravagers with this temporal weapon, it will be the end of our civilization and one day the entire universe.
And it will certainly be the end of your career. You've made too many enemies.
That won't matter. Nothing will matter.
Very well, Audrey. In your own time.
Allow me to escort you to the viewing area, Madam President.
Okay. Don't let me down.
I thought of you often. The woman with you called you Doctor that first time we met.
That's me. Did you think you were hallucinating?
That had occurred to me, Doctor, but you're holding the artifact.
I am. That's why I'm here. That's why it's how I'm here.
You're from the civilization that created it, aren't you?
Yeah. And you found it floating about out there, just where it shouldn't have been.
Where should it have been?
Destroyed, along with all the other lads.
I don't understand.
And I'm not going to explain. Nobody should know about this technology.
So how else do I destroy the Ravagers and stop them from devouring the universe?
High-tech Manson, will you please proceed as soon as possible?
I don't know the answer to that. Yet.
That's really not very helpful.
Can't help that. I'm on a sort of fact-finding mission. Don't mind me. You just get on with whatever mistake you're about to make.
You're trying to provoke me.
I'm really not.
High-tech Mohinson, we really must insist.
Go on, then.
What if you're working for the Ravagers?
Well, they are alive, Paul. Maybe they have as much right to live as anybody else.
At the cost of the destruction of the entire universe? No. I can't accept that.
Well, then, you've made your bed, haven't you?
I don't know what you mean. You are working for them, aren't you?
Doesn't matter. You're going to do whatever you're going to do. I can't stop
you. No, you can't. Firing now, Madam President.
Henson, what happened?
The Ravagers are still out there. I can still see them in the sky.
Well, explain yourself.
He's right.
You're finished.
The weapon was firing pure temporal energy at the Ravagers. It was meant to throw them back in time, de-evolve them, but it didn't work. Simply absorb the energy like they absorb all other kinds of energy.
This